Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg môre op na 21 grade, Johannesburg 20.
Die groot probleem vanmiddag is die misdaadtoneel in Alberton op die N12 West tussen Voortrekkerweg en die R59 Reddingwisselaar. Die pad is tans toe, ewige vertragings in die area. Kan jy dit asseblief vermy indien moontlik? En dan is daar ook vertragings as gevolg van hierdie misdaadtoneel in Germiston op die N3 Suid, stadig op pad na die Elandswisselaar en op die N3 Suid in Lynnbroek Park, 'n ongeluk net voor Marlboro-Rylaan.
So, man, with your sport headlines, Luke Shaw backs Ruben Amorim and says there aren't any stragglers left in the squad. And All Black legend Carlos Spencer hails Tony Brown's impact on the Springboks.
Die konstitusionele hof het uitspraak voorbehou in die MK-party se saak teen president Cyril Ramaphosa se besluit om die minister van polisie Senzom Tunu op verlof te plaas. Nou, advokaat Anton Kants het namens die MK-party in die hof verskyn en hy sê hoofstuk 5 van die grondwet bepaal slegs dat die president 'n minister kan aanstel of afdank, maar nie op verlof kan plaas of kan skors nie.
There's no vacancy when it comes to questions when it comes to ministers. And for this purpose, I want to talk to Chapter 5 of the Constitution and say Chapter 5 as a whole is the wording, the context, the purpose, and the history when it comes to, for example, the interim constitution tells us one thing and one thing only. There is no power to suspend. It's appoint, dismiss, nothing in between.
Die ANC in Limpopo sê intussen hy gaan wag vir 'n formele verslag van beweerde ongeruimthede in die Polokwane munisipaliteit voordat die party kommentaar gaan lewer. Dit na op aantuigings van tenderbedrog in die omgewing van R750 miljoen. Nou die party se voorsitter in die streek en ook die Polokwane burgemeester John Mpe word by die saak betrek. Lesecha Mukura het meer besonderhede.
Polokwane mayor John Mpe and municipal manager Thuso Nemogumona are implicated in irregularities around the 750 million rand municipal tender. According to reports, some tenders were allegedly awarded to foreigners, including Nemogumoni's alleged Zimbabwean boyfriend. However, Mbe denies the allegations. ANC Provincial Secretary Ruben Madachi.
We know the ANC will prefer that our entities prioritize companies of residents, citizens of the Republic of South Africa.
Lesecha Mukura for Jacaranda FM News in Polokwane.
Intussen het die gesondheidsombud 'n donker prentjie geskets oor die stand van sake by die Noord-Kaapse Hospitaal vir Geestesgesondheid. 'n Ondersoek na die behandeling van pasiënte daar dui onder meer daarop dat 2 mense dood is nadat hulle aan uiterse koue blootgestel is tussen Julie en Augustus verlede jaar. Hier is professor Taole Mokwena.
The mental hospital had a poor infrastructure maintenance with broken glasses, which is a security risk, with a blockage of sewage system and leaking roofs and sagging ceilings and walls. And there's also evidence of original poor workmanship during the construction of the then new hospital.
Daarmee verskuif ons die aandag na weersake. Pretoria môre 3:21 en Johannesburg 2:20, Mbombela 5:22 en Skukuza 3:27. Polokwane 1 op na 22 grade, Messina 6:26, Mahikeng 5:21 en dieselfde vir Rustenburg. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
Drive with Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7. Jacaranda FM.